After more than 2 months of political infighting, the Iraqi National Assembly has finally appointed a president. Jalal Talabani assumed his post on Tuesday evening. Talabani is a Kurd. His two vice presidents are Shia and Sunni, respectively. Edward Wong, a reporter with the New York Times, joins us now from Baghdad. Nice to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Talabani's name, indeed the name of his two vice presidents as well, all of this has been known since shortly after the election in January. What has taken so long to actually get them into office?
Well, Talabani's name was known shortly after the elections, but the Shiite candidate, it took a little while for them to settle on him, Otto Abdul-Mahdi. And then it was only on Tuesday evening when they chose the Sunni Arab candidate, Sheikh Ghazi al-Yawar. So it actually didn't all come together as a package until Tuesday evening. And outside of that, most of the major haggling took place over big picture issues that the Shiites and the Kurds were at odds on, such as issues of control over oil revenues or of the role of Islam in the new government. And then the two blocs decided to basically push off any compromise on those issues until later, and then it came down to haggling over the jobs in the government.
So those big picture issues, also control over the volatile city of Kirkuk, those have yet to be decided.
That's right. They both basically said that they would try and respect each other's positions and respect the law, but they didn't come up with any specific formula on what to do about control of, say, Kirkuk, and that will be determined as they write the permanent constitution in the next several months.
Now, there are 2 weeks, and this is a firmer deadline, 2 weeks now to select a prime minister.
That's right, and we're hearing word that the prime minister might be announced as early as tomorrow. Everyone knows who it will be. It'll be Ibrahim al-Jafri, who's the head of the Dawah Islamic Party, but basically, all the different parties are trying to negotiate the cabinet positions right now until they figure out a full package deal. They don't want to announce the prime minister.
And as everyone will remember, many Sunnis did not participate in the elections in January. As a result, they are underrepresented in this legislature. Are their interests being looked after?
Well, the Kurds and the Shiites say that they're trying to bring the Sunnis on board, and so for example, the final vice presidential slot that took so long to decide, Sheikh Yawar's spot, was slated for a Sunni, and Sheikh Yawar is a Sunni Arab. And they say that Sunnis will get some of the prominent ministry positions. So they say that they're trying to bring them on board. When the government actually starts operating, it'll be interesting to see what kind of voice these Sunnis actually have in the government.
And whether they get some of the, again, plum ministries, for example, the oil ministry.
Right. There's actually no talk right now of a Sunni getting the oil ministry. The Shiites and the Kurds have been butting heads over which one of those two blocs will get the oil ministry. There is talk that a Sunni might get the defense ministry, for example, and maybe the finance ministry.
Now, the election of a new Iraqi president, as I understand it, wire reports say Kurds are dancing in the streets in places like Erbil and Sulaymaniyah. But this is more a symbolic presidency than a real powerful one, right?
Well, the presidency is supposed to be a ceremonial post, generally speaking. The prime minister wields most of the power. At the same time, I don't think the Kurds are going to sit back and let the Shiites dictate the terms of the new government. I think Jalal Talabani will make sure that he is an activist president and that he doesn't play as much of a background role as the interim president, Sheikh Yawar, did under the government of Ayad Alawi.
And another question. We read again from news services in Baghdad that while the election of Mr. Talabani was going on, in a prison somewhere in Baghdad, watching this was Saddam Hussein.
That's right. The announcement was taking place today at an assembly meeting, and the human rights minister, Bekir Amin, told us and told several other reporters that basically he provided a television for Saddam and 11 of his aides to watch what was going on, and he said that Saddam did watch it. And basically he said that he did this to show Saddam and his aides that they had permanently been ousted from power.
There has been some anxiety in Iraq over the long feuding that prevented the naming of the president and the two vice presidents and moving along with the interim government. Is there a sense of relief at all that now business can get back to order?
I think people still want to see the prime minister installed and the government installed first, but a lot of people are optimistic that this could be the first step in that direction. At the same time, there is some animosity among some of the Arabs here, at least here in Baghdad, that a Kurd is being named as president. There's been a lot of ethnic tensions between the Kurds and the Arabs here over the years.
Edward Wong, thanks very much. We appreciate your time.
Great, thanks.
Edward Wong, a correspondent for The New York Times, joined us by phone from Baghdad.